All right, so you want to take a deep dive with us into FC St. Pauli. We've got a really interesting one for you today because we're looking at a recent fan podcast alongside an official match report. So we're really going to get two sides of the same story. And the story is St. Pauli, who, as many listeners will know, are a club steeped in tradition back in the Bundesliga after 13 years. And they just faced a tough 3-0 loss against Mainz.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see that juxtaposition, right? You've got the cold hard facts from the match report, and then you've got these St. Pauli supporters just pouring their heart out.
Yeah, these fans, they let you know exactly how they feel. So you can imagine the Miller Tor is packed, atmosphere is electric, and then bam, Mainz scores in the first 5 minutes. I mean, the podcast practically melts down. They're saying it's a rookie mistake by the goalkeeper Vasilj. They are dissecting every single angle of this goal by Burkhardt, convinced it could have been prevented.
And that's interesting, right? Because the match report actually highlights how St. Pauli dominated possession in that first half. But Mainz was just more clinical. You know, they really capitalized on just a few key opportunities. It's classic Bundesliga. Absorb the pressure. Hit them on the counter.
And they hit them hard. When Sieb scores that second goal, even the podcast has to give credit where credit's due. They're saying it was perfectly placed low and away from Vasilj. Basically unstoppable. Yeah. I mean, there was frustration, but also the sense of, like, begrudging respect almost.
Yeah, they even call it, you know, Sieb's goal was a gift. And they blame a misplaced pass from their own team. I think that speaks volumes about how much they understand the game. Yeah. Like, they recognize quality even when they're losing. And, you know, this isn't a new challenge for St. Pauli.
Right.
Historically, teams that sit back and wait to counterattack have given them trouble.
Okay, so we have St. Pauli, who are known for their attacking style, up against a Mainz team who are essentially playing counterattacking chess. And somewhere in the middle of this tactical battleground, you have the fans who are analyzing every single move by their new coach, Alexander Blessin. They even break out the diagrams for this podcast.
Oh, yeah, the Hertzler versus Blessin debate. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. Their former coach, Timo Hertzler, he was much more possession-based. I mean, think like Pep Guardiola's Barcelona. But with Blessin, I think they see him as a little bit more pragmatic, a bit more Jose Mourinho, focused on defensive solidity and quick transitions.
Okay, so for our listeners who might not be fluent in soccer tactics, how does this actually play out on the field? Give us the breakdown of Blessin's approach. What are the fans loving and what has them worried?
Well, the fans are obsessed with this 5-4-1 formation that Blessin seems to love using. It's all about adaptability. So imagine you've got five defenders, and they essentially form a wall when the other team has the ball. But then as soon as they win that possession back, those defenders spread out, the midfielders push forward, and suddenly you've got four attackers all swarming towards goal.
So it's like this transformer of formations shifting from defense to attack in the blink of an eye. So what's got the fans worried then? Did this 5-4-1 just not cut it in the Bundesliga?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
This system worked wonders for them in the second division, but the Bundesliga is a completely different beast. The fans on the podcast are worried that those lightning-fast transitions, that defensive solidity, it just might not hold up against the top-tier teams.
Yeah.
They even brought up some specific players, you know, questioning if they actually have the skill and the pace to keep up in this league.
It's like they're watching a tactical thriller, right? Except the thriller is their own team, and the ending hasn't been written yet.
And that's what's so great about it. They're not afraid to face those difficult questions,
mm-hmm.
You know? Like I said, these fans are realists, but are also incredibly passionate. And you really hear that passion even when they're analyzing a loss.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of passion, though, they went on this whole tangent about their recent away game against Freiburg, which was another 3-0 loss, by the way. You'd think they'd be completely deflated at this point, but
right.
They were raving about the camaraderie, the shared beers with Freiburg fans after the match, the pure joy of an away day with their mates.
It really shows you that other side of football, doesn't it? That it's not always just about the result on the pitch. It's about the shared experience, the sense of belonging, the rituals that bind a fan base together. It's almost anthropological in a way.
Totally. And speaking of rituals and shared experiences, next up for St. Pauli is a trip to Dortmund, which means facing that infamous yellow wall. The fans on the podcast were buzzing about it.
As they should be. I mean, 80,000 people, mm-hmm. A sea of black and yellow, all roaring in unison. The Signal Iduna Park is legendary. It's like the Coliseum of football. Even if you're not a Dortmund supporter, you can't help but get swept up in the energy.
They actually called it a free hit, which I guess makes sense, going up against one of the strongest teams in the Bundesliga. So the pressure's off in a way. It's more about soaking up the atmosphere, enjoying the spectacle, and, you know, maybe witnessing a miracle.
Which kind of brings us to another direction that this podcast takes, which I find really interesting. They get into this more philosophical side of being a St. Pauli supporter. Mm. Like beyond the tactics and the formations, they really delve into their own reactions to these wins and losses.
Yeah.
You know, the emotional roller coaster that comes with being a fan.
Yeah, for sure. And it gets surprisingly deep. At one point, they were quoting Benny Adrian, the musician and St. Pauli icon, talking about choosing what to care about. And the funny thing is, they actually heard that quote on this very podcast a while back.
That's great. That shows the level of self-awareness that you don't always get in sports fandom. You know, they're examining their relationship with the club, with the sport itself, even with her own emotions. It kind of reminds me of stoicism in a way.
Stoicism on a St. Pauli fan podcast. Okay, you're blowing my mind right now. Help me connect these dots.
Well, think about it. The core idea of stoicism is focusing on what you can control. Your reactions, your judgments, and accepting what you can't. And I think that's what these fans are doing. They're saying, we can't control the result on the pitch, but we can control how we react to it. We choose to find joy in the journey, even when the destination is a loss. That's a very stoic idea. They're focusing on those things that really matter. The camaraderie, the shared passion, the experience of being a St. Pauli supporter. And that's something they can control regardless of what that final score says.
So it's like they're finding strength in the face of potential disappointment, which is a really powerful way to approach not just football, but life in general, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. I think so. And it kind of brings us to the big question hanging over all of this.
Yeah.
Are St. Pauli truly Bundesliga ready? I love how the podcast really grappled with this. It wasn't just like one person giving their opinion. It was a full-blown debate. Back and forth, really passionate and nuanced.
And did they come to a verdict? Because now I need to know.
That's the beauty of it. They leave it open-ended. You know, they acknowledge the challenges, the fact that the competition is tougher now, the tactical adjustments that they might need to make. But they also celebrate the heart of this club, the history, the unwavering spirit. And I think that's what makes a deep dive like this so rewarding, right? Because we've just talked about scores and stats and tactics.
Yeah.
But where's the fun in that?
Exactly. Well, for our listener who's now ready to dive headfirst into the world of FC St. Pauli, craving even more of those raw emotions and insightful fan theories, where should they go?
I highly recommend checking out the full episode of this podcast. It's called St. Pauli POP Podcast. And these fans, they're the real deal. They're knowledgeable. They're passionate. And they're hilarious at times. It's a really fun listen.
Yeah, we'll second that. So there you have it, a deep dive into FC St. Pauli, a club that represents so much more than just what happens on the pitch. They're a symbol of resilience, of community, of finding joy even in the face of defeat. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep the passion for this beautiful game alive.